This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's really hard to listen to our show sometimes.
That was only part of it. It got very childish.
That was actually the nicest part of it.
I wasn't the childish person out of it. Power rank the childishness.
I'll admit it. I was very childish.
Oh, and my God, he admitted it.
I was.
He admitted it.
It was unbecoming of me as a professional
but
sports
if
talk
we'd
radio
like to
host.
Power rank overall childishness on a daily basis.
Oh, no. Not a daily basis of the show. I meant then right there.
I didn't throw a stapler.
It was Lyman, it was me, then it was Owen.
Congratulations.
I only threw a stapler. I didn't throw it at anybody. It just happened to be somewhere around Owen. Again, guys.
We have to have National Stapler Day.
You guys got to understand.
And with the cameras on, let's see who's really responsible for throwing the stapler.
We don't do this from a stapler.
If I would have thrown a stapler at Owen, I would have had a black eye. So there's no way I could have thrown any object
at
Owen.
What a terrible thing to happen on National Throw a Stapler Day.
Let's bring in Matt Derry. He joins us right now. The Derry Brothers Guardians cast. He heard the knockdown dragout that happened at 6 a.m. this morning. You can hear that at 92.3thefan.com, as well as on the free Odyssey app that people are checking out. And they go, oh, my goodness gracious, the boys are so angry. The Guardians are tearing the family apart. Hello, Matt.
No, you know, the power of social media, 92.3 The Fan on Instagram, I actually saw the video of Anthony telling you that it was bad luck.
Oh.
I missed the Owen brawl, but, you know, I'm a huge Owen on the board fan, but Anthony, come on, man.
Let you have it.
What are we doing here, sports boy? What are we doing? This team's not talented enough. It doesn't matter if it's luck. Losing two guys, yeah, the Class A thing hurts. Yeah, the Ortiz thing hurts. But watch the last couple nights. They're not as good as Boston. Boston has more players. There's none of talent on this roster.
And that's with our run explosion of, 11 runs over the last 2 days.
How about that? I am very excited about Brian Rocchio. I think there's something there. I'm happy to see that he's bounced back and looks like the October Rocchio from last year. But I don't think it's bad luck. This is the organization that went out and traded a Platinum Glover to get Ortiz. And he obviously is not a character person and is letting his teammates down. Class A, remember, was suspended once before for cheating. So, like, there's a history there, too. So they kind of made their own luck in terms of the players that they picked. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the cheating thing, that's interesting. Matt Derry joined us because we didn't even bring that up. Neither of us had brought that up previously, that he had been suspended. I guess what I tend to think, and I didn't mean to make it seem like the whole season is just, well, poor Guardians. Like, they don't have a big margin for error. The reason they don't have a big margin for error, their payroll, we go over that to death. We're trying not to go over it at this point in time because this was such a bizarre situation. You have two players taken out to the point where people are speculating, is this a team-wide thing? Did the team know about it? What did they know, and when did they know it?
Right,
like it was
right.
A grand conspiracy. And I want to say, fortunately, that hasn't been the case, but we don't know. We don't know anything.
No.
It's so weird that the guys are still suspended, but we can't say anything about it. The Guardians can't comment on it, but they lost their right to come back to the game. So as Ken says, it must be something very serious. But all I've seen are some videos that may indicate, and I'm like, all right, well, we did that with Malik Beasley. We did that with Terry Rozier. And so far, nothing's come up with them. In the NBA, you got Beasley, his people are saying the NBA told them the investigation's over, even though we have nothing official there. So all I was saying is that part of it seems to be bad luck. Any baseball team that loses their closer because of a gambling investigation, that would put a damper on their season and their ceiling, and to me, that would be considered bad luck.
Well, no, and there's no question that Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, some of the other starting pitchers, when they lose their buddy or they lose somebody that is in front of them in terms of in the rotation or in the bullpen, you know, you're asking a lot of Cade Smith. I don't blame Cade Smith for last night. I blame Stephen Vogt. I have no idea why he took Gaddis out of that game after 13 pitches to bring Cade in. I didn't like that. I didn't like that move. But regardless, Smith is not Class A. He's going to be good. He's very good. He had a great year last year. But yeah, it does hurt the team. You're not wrong about that. But I'm just saying, to say, oh, it's just been bad luck. I know I hear what you're saying now, but the bottom line is we talk about it on the podcast all the time. They're just not good enough. And that sucks. It sucks because the division's a joke. The first place team in this division, they're not that good either. Neither is the second place team, and the fourth and fifth place teams aren't good. Like, this was so winnable after last year, but yet they did. What did they do in the offseason? Paul Sewald, Jacob Junis, re-upping Hedges. Like, that's not good enough.
My issue was, what's the next step? Because I'm more worried than I've been in the past. Like, they didn't make the postseason. Terry's last year. It's like, all right, you know, it might be a little bit wonky here, but we got some guys. And now I'm going, man, you know, I'm worried about the rotation. We've become accustomed to having top end pitching. I don't know if we have that right now. Bullpens. I mean, they come, they go. I'm never really worried one way or the other about it. I like what you just told me about Cade Smith's future. It does make me feel a little bit better. But then you get to the lineup. It's like, all right, well, it's fine that Stephen Kwan's having himself a rough second half because it's his third in a row. That means he's more affordable to us now. But that's not an argument here. And it's all because of my guy who's 33 years old who took a massive discount for us, and that we're not going to get that again. We're not going to get that from anybody else, and I just don't want to feel like I've wasted any of his time here.
I think you bring up valid points, Ken. I don't think they know what's next. I think this ownership is just like a majority of those owners, and I've said this on your show before, that are not saying they're tanking, but they're waiting to see what happens at this time next year, where there's likely going to be a lockout. So even a team like Detroit did after making the playoffs last year, added with Gleyber Torres and Jack Flaherty. But did they go for it and go get Bregman? No, Boston did. Boston went out and cut that big check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Mets did with Juan Soto. The Yankees did by adding Max Fried and others. Most of these owners are just kind of sitting there. So to sit here and go, oh, man, you know, Guardians fans are upset. They want to see action this offseason. I think the Guardians are going to tell you things like Anthony said before about the bad luck. I think they're going to say, we got a lot of young players that played this year. We're the youngest roster in the league for the third year in a row. They're going to throw that crap at you. But they didn't win enough baseball games. And of all these young guys that are playing, who are the ones that you know for sure are going to be part of the team next year, at least in the lineup? You don't know that. We don't know who the catcher is going to be. Do we definitely know the shortstop, second baseman, center fielder, right fielder are going to be next year? No. We know it's Manzardo. We know it's Jose. You know it's Kwan. I think Rocchio is a piece. The rotation's going to be good. I'm happy about that. I like all the young arms. I like John Means coming up. I'm glad Cantillo's pitching. They've got some depth there. But they're the ones that have put out this awful offense for the last couple of years. And what are the answers? We still don't know. Oh, no, John Kenzie had a big night last night, so he's the future. He's been up and down from AAA for 3 years.
Well, it's, you know, Lyman mentioned, and my issue was, not even an issue, my whole point that they should have done is Lyman thought something, he feels something big could happen this offseason. I don't. I feel it's batting down the hatches. I feel like next year is going to be a lot like this year until they get to the offseason of 2026 to 27, and they can figure out labor agreements and or lack thereof, television agreements or lack thereof, and then they can go ahead and move forward. If that means David Blitzer comes in, if that means David Blitzer stays as a minority owner, I think that's when you're going to get your movement. But I just don't think there's going to be a lot said this year. I think they should do some things for goodwill this winter, but I think it's going to end up ringing hollow in the grand scheme of things when it comes to actually going out and getting players.
Well, when Anthony says something big, you talk about like a free agent signing?
I think he's talking about movement within the front office.
No, I just don't know what they could possibly do after this season where it seems like the trust has been eroded to some extent with the organization. And I know we talked about, you know, Junior Caminero and how you know, who saw that coming, but that is their job. Ken's buddy was telling him, well, it's still their job. Their job is to not make mistakes like that. Like, what trust do people have today in the organization, and how do they get excited about a team going into next season that doesn't seem like they have an ace? We don't know if we have a closer, and we already know all the limitations in a lineup.
Let's just say Alex Bregman. I used him as an example before. Let's just say Alex Bregman opts out. And yes, he's a Boris guy, and he's got some weird, wonky contract with the Red Sox where he can opt out every year. So let's say he says, I'm cashing in. Maybe the Red Sox make a run in the postseason. He has a big postseason, and he says, I'm cashing in. I'm cashing out. I'm going to go be a free agent and hopefully cash back in somewhere else. He is a right-handed bat that would be so perfect for this lineup. Now, you'd probably have to go to Jose and go, hey, Jose, can you do me a favor? Can you move to second base or can you split time? Whatever it would be, because Bregman's a third baseman. Whatever maybe you ask Bregman to play second. I don't know. But that's like a right-handed bat that you've been dying to get. Now, I don't know if that would happen, but it would take money. We've heard the organization say, oh, we're threading the needle, or we really like some of these young guys. We don't want to block the young guys. How much longer do I have to watch Gabriel Arias play every day? Go get some guys. Like, if you have to make a deal and deal from your strength, which has been your pitching, go do that. Make a move and go get somebody. But they're not going to. They're not going to. Not with this labor stuff that's coming and their bad TV deal they have. And it's not happening. So,
Matt, I said the only chance is, because I've seen it, two other instances. You tell me if I'm using dated material here. But the year that they sold, baseball gave every team money for BAM. They went and spent money. The year they sold Sports Time Ohio, they went and spent the money. If they get a TV deal somehow done, then do you think they would, for the third time, put that money back into the team?
I would hope so. Yes, I would. Look, I don't know Paul Dolan's situation. I know there was a lot of reports about, well, now that his dad has passed away, maybe he's going to move the goalpost a little bit and hand it over to the new guy sooner because he wanted to win one for his father, and that's, you know, that was nice. But who knows? He doesn't talk. They don't talk. They are so secretive about everything. Is Arias day-to-day IL? Guys get hurt and they say nothing. There's very little transparency with that organization, and it's too bad because all they've really done is win. I mean, there's no bigger fan of the team than me, but they're not very transparent. I mean, what's the plan? I don't know. I just know there's a lot of young guys on the team, and you hope that next year a few of them blossom and go from their 24 year to their 25 age year and really hit, because you can't finish second to last in OPS and expect to be in the postseason. So it's a miracle they're only a game under 500 with that run differential. It's a miracle.
Matt, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. All the very best to you and yours, and having a civil discussion with us about this.
Anytime, guys. Ken, keep up the great work on Fox 8 as well.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Anthony, are you calling football games?
Did I call a historic game or what on Saturday? Thank you very much. Team, any 21-game losing streak.
I need highlights, please. Put it on
Roger Brown over
the play
here.
Clock. And that should
Roger Brown.
Do it.
Oh, my
first
God.
First down. Kent State and history here at Dick Stadium, because not since September 16th, 2023, the Flashes will get one in the win column.
Yes.
Audio courtesy of ESPN and Anthony Lime of the Sports Batone. Matt, thank you.
Peace.
Matt Derry. Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Oh, that was civil. That
almost
was
nice. Too nice.
Yeah,
by
it was
the
almost
way,
too nice.
That serves you right. Merrimack, you think you're coming to fabled Dick Stadium and you're going to just easily, summarily dismiss Kent State?
I don't think they thought
Kent State.
That. I don't think
Get
they thought that
here,
at all.
Merrimack.
I watched that game. I thought they played tough.
Merrimack
brings it out, and he has a burst. Huge return. Still on his feet. To the house. Touchdown. The Realist Clark.
Shows you what that he is, the Realist.
That's his name?
Yeah, the Realist Clark on the all-name team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.